The Obama administration continues its push to persuade lawmakers to approve the president's request for $3.7 billion in emergency funding to deal with the surge in unaccompanied minors crossing the border from Central America. Administration officials will privately brief senators tonight.
But many Republican lawmakers are saying that in order to authorize the funding, they want an amendment to the law that guarantees all unaccompanied children arriving from countries other than Mexico and Canada get a hearing before they can be deported. In other words, they want to make it easier for those children to be sent back to their home countries. Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona will be at the briefing tonight. He's with us now from his office on Capitol Hill. Senator, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, if Congress were voting today on this, where would you come down on President Obama's request for $3.7 billion to deal with this problem?
Well, if it's the president's proposal, then it needs some significant changes. So we've got to deal with this issue. I'm all for treating this as an emergency and appropriating additional funds. But we've got to stem the tide. We've got to do something that will make the situation better, not worse.
Well, what are the changes that you would want in the president's proposal?
Well, first, there needs to be a change to the 2008 law. Children of, the unaccompanied minors need to be treated the same, whether they're from Guatemala or from Mexico. That will go a long way toward giving the president the tools to deal with the situation.
Because right now, children who are from non-contiguous countries, it's a lot harder to send them back. They can't be sent back right away. They have to be processed here in this country, and sometimes they stay for quite some time.
That's correct. In fact, I think of the 57,000 that have come, 95% of them have been placed now with either a parent or some kind of guardian and given a court date. Sometimes it'll take maybe a couple of years. And then of those that do go to court, chances are that very few will actually be deported. So under the current regime. So it's going to be tough to convince cartels and parents of kids that the situation is different unless we change the law.
Now, you know, some of your colleagues do think that the law should stay just as it is. Senator Durbin and Senator Menendez have said they're opposed to overturning the law because a lot of these countries don't have adequate law enforcement. You're sending people back into situations that are not good.
I frankly side with the president here. The president acknowledges that most of the kids that are coming would not qualify for a type of asylum claim. There are some that do, and if we do change the law so that all children are treated the same, there are protections there. Also, in legislation myself and Senator McCain have put forward, We understand that there are going to be colorable cases of persecution. A lot of those can be handled in those countries. So we would beef up our consular activity there to make sure that we have the infrastructure in those countries to deal with those claims and not have these kids subjected to, a 13, a horrible ordeal across the Mexican frontier.
But what about the horrible ordeal that many of them deal with on a daily basis in their home countries, whether it be because of extreme violence or terrible economic circumstances? Doesn't the U.S. have to really get to the heart of that to stop this flow of migrants?
I think there are some things that we can do in working with these countries through our aid packages that we do. There are things that we can do to make the situation better. Having said that, it's not as if there's been a huge spike in gang activity or activity that would cause so many to come across the border just in the past year. They are coming when they're interviewed. They are coming because they are convinced that they will have some kind of legal status here in this country. And I think it was the president, that said to allow anyone to come in, he said, it means effectively you don't have any kind of system or borders. We're a nation of borders and you have to enforce it. That was the president who said that, and I agree with him.
You have said that the flow of unaccompanied minors crossing the border won't slow down until their parents see them being sent back in large numbers. And you can see that an image like that would definitely send a message. Would it also, though, send a bad message about the United States to see the U.S. putting these kids on planes and sending them back to their countries and sometimes countries that are not a great place for them to be?
Not at all. I think that people recognize we are the most generous, humane country in the world, and where there are legitimate cases of persecution, then we deal with that. But the notion that that you know the overwhelming majority or all of these kids would need to be admitted into the country, I don't think that that is reasonable.
Senator, you were part of the Senate's Gang of Eight that drafted the immigration reform bill that passed the Senate and appears to have died in the House. Do you think that if comprehensive immigration reform had been passed, that we would be dealing with the crisis that we are now on the border?
I'm not saying by any stretch that this would have solved the problem. It wouldn't have. I think we would have had these kind of pressures. The situation, I believe, would be better, however. We would have increased resources at the border, including a lot more judges and people in the legal system to move these cases more quickly. That would help. Plus, if we have a legal framework for individuals from these countries to come here as a legal guest worker and then return home, then there'd be less of a need to bring family along. That's what we've had in the past, more of a circular pattern of migration that is within the law rather than this settled pattern of migration we've seen lately. So I do think it would improve it significantly, and I hope the House will reconsider and pass the bill that Senate put forward.
Senator, finally, what do you think of what we saw this week in Oracle, Arizona, where a lot of protesters came out to try and block a bus of these child migrants from being brought into the town?
Well, I can tell you, there are a lot of people frustrated, and states and governors and elected officials, that there doesn't seem to be the coordination or consultation that should exist between the federal government and local governments. Having said that, I think it was unfortunate, and I hope that people that are leading those kind of protests would reconsider. I don't think it speaks well for us. The administration's in a tough position. We're trying to deal with this the best we can. I believe that we need some changes to the law, which will give the administration more flexibility, but we're doing the best we can here.
Senator Jeff Flake, Republican of Arizona, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.